patriotism, immigration, labor, gender issues. These are just a few of the concerns facing Americans in these politically charged times. And among those trying to make their voices heard on these issues are artists. Five contemporary artists with political messages are part of an exhibit at the Fitchburg Art Museum that encourage visitors to ask their own political questions. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited as the show's biggest and loudest piece was being assembled.
The museum's second-floor exhibition space looks and sounds more like a truck mechanic's garage than a gallery. Curator Lisa Crossman surveys clusters of chunky steamroller parts in various stages of dismemberment, 37 in all, that arrived in a 26-foot truck.
It was very entertaining yesterday to see some of these pieces coming up in the elevator. And I was like, wow, this is a really different process than how we normally handle art.
How many pounds is it?
It's between 5,000 and 7,000 pounds altogether.
Three assistants pull chains attached to a gantry to lift heavy sections of steamroller onto its hulking frame. Two jumbo tires are already secured. The whole thing looks cartoonish and out of place.
Tim Burton called. He wants his Tonka truck back.
Self-described blacksmith farm boy engineer Curtis Arick works with the sculptor who dreamed up this piece, titled The Music Box, and says it takes 2 days to put it together.
Wait till you hear it run. It's about as subtle as a chainsaw. Brutal to the eyes and horrible to the ears.
It's a giant roller compactor, what we call a steamroller, that plays the Star-Spangled Banner.
Or Dave Cole's version of the Star-Spangled Banner. The 42-year-old artist is no stranger to spectacle, big machines, and political commentary. In 2005, he used two John Deere excavators to knit a mammoth 20-foot-wide American flag. To transform this caterpillar steamroller, Cole studied the mechanisms in tiny Victorian music boxes, added pegs to the roller compactor's cylindrical drum, and attached wooden resonator boxes with metal prongs to the front.
When we finished making the music box, all the notes were crisp and it was perfectly on key, and there wasn't any buzzing, and it sounded wrong. And so I put a bunch of garbage inside the drum, and I loosened a bunch of bolts, and then it sounded right, because it needed to sound like it was a steamroller playing the national anthem.
Cole is one of five New England artists with work in this new show called Fantastical Political. Museum director Nick Capasso says the music box is beautifully ambiguous.
You have these three elements: steamroller, music box, national anthem. And when you put those together, they could mean a wide variety of things on the political spectrum.
On one hand, it is this solid piece of manifest destiny, road building, caterpillar, steel, American iron, rolling proudly forward into the future, playing the national anthem, right? It's also something that's decided to crush things.
Dominate the environment, pave everything over, masculinity in general.
It's also completely out of context, totally absurd, totally grotesque, totally pointless to have this road-building machine doing this other thing that it doesn't do particularly well.
A timer sets off Cole's music box every half hour. On opening day, 10-year-old Jameson McLingan of Fitchburg got a little freaked out.
It was just super loud. I was like, when it was playing. And I didn't know it was playing the national anthem because it was slower. And it kind of scared me, but I think it looks really cool.
So does Watertown artist Mike Mandel. He digs a little deeper, saying the sculpture makes him think about Fitchburg's history as a manufacturing town and the abandoned building across from the museum.
Completely in ruins, part of the American dream that went bad about industrialization that wasn't able to continue. And if it could have played the national anthem a little more meaningfully, that I could recognize it, I think it would have been a stronger piece. But I like the idea.
The museum is not in the business of telling or asking people how to think about any of these things, because the whole point of all this artwork is to raise questions, not to provide answers.
Again, museum director Nick Capasso.
Artists are part of the ongoing and necessary political dialogue in our country, and political messages can be delivered just as eloquently with images and objects as with words.
Cole's music box could be taken as unpatriotic or a reaction to our current state of affairs, but the sculpture was actually commissioned by the Cleveland Art Institute in 2012.
I made this piece at a time when Trump was a punchline, not a president. Say what you want to say about this particular time in U.S. political history. It's a lot of things, but one thing it's not is un-American.
Cole, a descendant of immigrants who's worked in construction, thinks for a second when asked about today's fraught political environment.
I don't know. I would say that we've existed in a fraught political environment in this country since at least about 1600, depending on which side you're on.
Cole's other pieces in the show confront us in compelling, amusing ways, too. They include his trio of wooden baby rattles that look like World War II-era hand grenades and a toddler's romper he sewed using Gulf War Kevlar body armor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.